Fotografia europea 2025. Avere 20 anni.
Hi, I'm Toma Gerja and I would like to tell you about Control Refresh. This project is the result of my research into the impact of political events on young people within a number of post-Soviet countries. Over the past 3 years, I visited teenagers in remote cities in Russia and Eastern Europe. I made an extensive collection of photographs of youngsters who shared their vulnerability with me, who joined me in their boredom and who told me about their dreams. The lives of these young people are strongly influenced by traditions, social media and politics. I began my project by researching generation theory, which examines the influence of history on different generations. Generation theory emerged in the United States in the 90s. This theory supposes that events within American and all of Western history are cyclical, so that the behavioral patterns of different generations correspond to each other. In the post-Soviet countries, however, history was different, so the characteristics of generations also differ. My interest in this theory was influenced by my own family history. My parents moved from Russia to the Netherlands in 2009. I grew up in Amsterdam, but was surrounded by my family's Soviet mentality and traditions. From an early age, I started documenting the differences of these two countries with my camera, to understand why I did not feel myself fully at home with either country. I was looking for an escape on the internet, and because of this, I felt myself strongly connected to Generation Z, which is what my research is about. Generation Z is the youngest generation from the generation theory. This is the first generation born and raised in a digital environment. We know how to use smartphones from an early age, and cannot imagine a world without the internet. It is interesting to compare Generation Z with the Silent Generation, the generation whose teenage years took place at the end of World War II. According to the theory, there are many similarities between these two generations, especially in the way they receive information. Great-grandparents got their knowledge and emotions from books. Gen Z also prefers the virtual world to the real one. Of course, the medium has changed. YouTube and Netflix have replaced books, but the essence is similar, replacing the lived experience with the experience of text or video authors. In 2021, I made my first major photography trip across Russia. I contacted teenagers in small towns through social media and spent days and sometimes weeks with them. I documented their lives and surroundings with my camera, took notes and wrote down their stories. My project was interrupted by the Russian invasion in Ukraine in 2022. I decided to include the change within my research and continued to visit my protagonists regularly. Traveling and making images in a country like Russia became increasingly difficult. Each time I didn't know if I would be able to return to the Netherlands again, as the country was closing itself off more and more from the rest of the world. By the end of 2023, I had built up a collection of stories of youngsters in Eastern Europe, recording how their lives and choices are affected by political decisions in their countries. Without realizing it, I created a time document of my own. In it, I record how a free country closes itself off from the world within a short time, and how its inhabitants try to adapt to the changes.